Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to say.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Out the northeast this morning, and we begin our coverage with Don Naylor, and he is in New York's Times Square. Don, good morning.
How did you get it? Was that an ABC News report? What are you doing in Times Square, Super Don?
Well, listen, you caught me. I'm sorry. I have been moonlighting as a CBS News correspondent, and I was in Times Square earlier this morning. I just got back off the plane. Yeah.
You got to hear this. This is an actual CBS News report.
With Don Naylor, and he is in New York's Times Square.
How the heck did that happen? And you're back in the lovely confines of non-snowy Oregon.
It was rather surprising this morning as I was checking out the news, and I noticed that I was in Times Square and had no idea I was there. I had a good time.
It was a Snowmageddon story. Listen to how it actually started here, and tell me if it matched the hype and everything. The Super Bowl of snowstorms coming, and they wanted to let you know.
Tonight, blizzard warnings posted from New Jersey to Maine.
Hurricane force winds.
It should not be taken lightly.
Travel ban for the entire state.
Please remain home and remain off the roads.
Thousands of state workers told to stay home. Schools canceled.
We have correspondents throughout the Northeast of this morning.
There you go. Here comes Don. Listen.
With Don Naylor, and he is in New York Times Square.
I still can't believe that. Yeah, dude, I knew you were good, but man, you jumped the shark now with CBS.
All right. Do you want me to be honest?
No, of course not. I like the illusion. That's an awesome illusion.
No, listen, Don Naylor. We're all about honesty. Actually, the correspondent's name is Don Daler. And so I kind of removed a little bit of the D there, so it kind of sounded like Don Naylor. But you know.
You're a wizard. That was really good.
Yeah. So Blizzard 2015.
Snowmageddon.
I heard people talking about it. I saw headlines about it. I hadn't really paid attention to it, but apparently, I guess this big blizzard thing that they've shut everything down, nobody can go on the road, stuff like that. It's turned out to not be quite as bad as they said it was going to be, but man, I guess lots of snow going on in the Northeast.
It's not to say that they're, especially if it's the Southeast, like when you get any snow, an inch of snow in the Southeast, it's a disaster. But when it's up there in New England, come on. You guys are, you've got to be laughing it up and going, this is just silly, right? I mean, this really wasn't what it was it? A Snowmageddon apocalypse, snowpocalypse, all the words that they come up with for this?
I always see stories like how to stay fit while stuck at home during Blizzard 2015. There are, you know, articles about how to do crunches and push-ups and stuff because you might be stuck in your house for a day or something.
Yeah, it's hard to do squats in the snow when the snow is 3 feet deep.
Right.
You know, I sat down. I moved an inch. I'm sitting already. Let's see. What do we got? Snowmageddon. I'm just trying to think all the names that they threw out at this thing and remembering all the snow disasters.
Well, again, I think there is a name for the storm, isn't there?
Juno.
Juno.
I think it's Juno. Hurricane Juno or Snow Juno. Mm-hmm. There was a movie by the name Juno, wasn't there?
There was, and the subject matter is probably not one that we would want to describe here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But yes, it was. I saw it. Yeah, not a bad movie.
It was a good movie, actually.
Yeah.
Now let's see if we got more news reports about this. By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Starting off a little lighter today. I mean, the intensity last night, of course, having worked through the weekend, I was probably pretty ornery. If I upset anybody, Did I upset anybody, Super Don? Is it possible? Did I tick off a doctor or two?
I have not heard any complaints. No emails, no messages, no.
Super Don likes it when I get, you know, ornery like that.
Give me a run for my money every once in a while. Yesterday was one of those.
Yeah. Mr. McGruff, right? I become the other side of Robert Scott Bell. Oh, hey, there's a new video. I don't know if we posted it in the notes, the link up, but Paul Neeson, you know, we're doing the Raw Food Retreat February 14th, 15th, something like that, around Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And he did a YouTube, I guess it's up on YouTube now, but it was a Skype video kind of thing. So if you want to hear a little bit more of the backstory, a little few other things I haven't shared before, it's kind of an interesting 25-minute or so interview with Paul Neeson. And, of course, the links, I think there may be only one or two slots left if you want to come to the Raw Foods Retreat Valentine's Day weekend in West Palm Beach. But I look forward to seeing all y'all down there that are going to make it, and it'll be great. This coming Saturday, that's the 31st of January, will be with Sine and Lincoln Wallace. Sine is from Turkey. Lincoln is from Jamaica, and they got married in Canada. It's a wild story, and they're like the fitness couple, and they're putting on the Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo outdoors Saturday afternoon, morning and afternoon, so that should be pretty fun. Those of you in Central Florida. And then we have other events coming up February 21st and 22nd in Naples, Florida, Food and Thought. Go to foodandthought.com if you want to go down to Naples. And you know what? The highlight for me will be getting to hang out with Jeffrey Smith. And, of course, seeing Sayer G. Sayer G has another great story today we're going to get to in a little while about the actual cause of the spread of these so-called measles outbreaks. It's not from parents who don't want their children vaccinated. That's the hint we'll give you.
All right.
Remember, hashtag CDC whistleblower if you blast anything out through the Twitterverse, because we're closing in on 800 million impressions on our way to a billion. So keep it rocking out there as you do the Twitter to raise awareness and shame the mainstream, lamestream, legacy, pharmaceutically conflicted media into maybe covering the biggest story of the decade, the acknowledgement that somebody on the inside of the CDC claims there was monkeying with the data, suppression of data, to hide the higher risk of certain subgroups for autism, getting the MMR vaccine. So we got that. Now, back to snow. Oh, and of course, how can I forget? Probably the most important thing we haven't covered in a long time, Gulf War illness. Glenn Stewart's going to join us at the bottom of the hour talking about what's the latest on Gulf War illness.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we actually gotten some messages from a listener encouraging us to look into this. I got in contact with Glenn Stewart, who is a vet and actually suffers from Gulf War illness himself. He is an advocate for other vets, and we'll have him on at the bottom of the hour to talk about his advocacy work and about Gulf War illness itself, which is actually a big problem that kind of slips under the radar for the most part. You don't hear that much about
it. No, not all. I'm glad we're going to talk about it. And I wish we could find my interview with Gary Matsumoto, but it was so long ago. I don't even know if it exists anymore. But he was the author of Vaccine A. I've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, so check it out. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super Bowl snacks, you got any healthy ones in mind, let us know. You can call us now as well. We'll get to that. But, you know, I was thinking about, not that I want to, but remember the quarantine breaker herself, Dr. Nancy Schneiderman.
Yeah, right? Nancy.
She's back in the news thanks to Snowpocalypse, right? Let's find a way we can bring Nancy Schneiderman back out and they won't throw GMO tomatoes at her for breaking quarantine. Can we make the people forget what a cad she is? What an elitist doctor she is? She was out, they sent her out. They sent her out to shovel snow. They sent her out to shovel snow, and here's what she has to say.
Physical exertion and being out in conditions like this can put a real workload on the heart. So if you've had heart disease or you're over the age of 65, check with your doctor before you shovel snow. Sudden cardiac arrest and something as simple as shoveling snow can sometimes go hand in hand. And if you have symptoms, a shortness of breath, chest pain, pain in your jaw, or any numbness or tingling in your arms, stop what you're doing, chew an aspirin, and call 911.
Thank you, Nancy. Chew an aspirin. You know what kind of stuff is she shoveling? I tell you what, that Nancy Snyder. Well, I like it. They're sending her out to shovel snow. That's yeah, appropriate.
I'm just wondering, you know, if you suffer the symptoms of a pain in your ears from listening to Nancy Snyderman as you are shoveling the bull crap that's yeah, coming out of her mouth about Ebola. Chew on an aspirin and call 911.
Right. Yeah, you know, the old take two aspirin, call me in the morning. She's just so smart, that Nancy Snyderman.
Yes.
Wow. Incredible. Anyway, if you've got news from Snowmageddon up there in the Pacific Northeast, I'll call it that. It's because you were there. You were in Times Square.
I was there.
Don Naylor reporting live from Times Square. And then you went back so fast. So the blizzard of 2015. If you got news about it, call us now, 866-939-BELL. Do we have, you know, like, the kids love it because the schools close, right? I remember those days where we'd get up and try to catch the news in the morning. Hey, maybe the schools are closed. We won't have to stay in. We can sled down an eighth of an inch of ice in the deep south or something like that. Has anybody got any better way to announce school closings? I mean, it's got to be some creativity.
Yes, there's actually the head of a Quaker school called Moses Brown School actually very creatively sent a message out to the kids, let them know they did not have to come to school today.
Mm. They did that? That was very nice of them. But was it like on the radio, or how did people get this kind of information?
Actually, it was on YouTube. This is out of Providence, Rhode Island. Here's the head of the school letting the kids know in his creative way that they did not need to come to school.
Bothered me anyway.
Wow.
Now, how creative is that?
That's the like the principal of the school?
Head of school, Matt Glendening.
He should be teaching music. He's got a good voice.
He does. He has a good voice. And you know what? The funny thing is, this is just it's kind of a play of the song that everybody knows if you've seen the movie Frozen.
Yes.
He didn't even know about the movie. When the idea was pitched to him, but he got together with the music guy from the school. They put this video together, and this was his way of letting the kids know they had a snow day.
Nice. Hey, happy snow day, kids. Maybe you get to go back tomorrow. I don't know. But certainly, while you're on snow day, please do not go to the drive-thru and eat McFrench fries. And we'll explain why, even though, who's the celebrity they got to kind of tell us to eat French fries from McDonald's?
It's the guy from Mythbusters.
Mythbusters, yeah. Okay, well, let's check in with Grant Imihara or something after the break. Sure. We'll be right back. RobertScottBell.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What was that? What was that quote that Ron Paul brought back out some years ago? See if I remember it correctly. Truth is treason in an empire of McDonaldland French fries. Was that? That's what it said, wasn't it?
Truth is that what it was?
Truth is treason.
How come I don't remember that?
In an empire of an empire of lies. I'm sorry, not French
empire
fries.
Of lies, not
empire
fries.
Of lies. Fries. I'm lies. Sorry. Thinking McDonald's. You know, listen. I admit I grew up on fast food. I'm a standard American diet doo-doo head. I was. Now I've cleaned up my act. Okay. But I remember the smell of those French fries would draw you in. It's just, like you said, it was like a chemical addiction that you have to these fast foods. Now, we kind of want to know why, because a lot of folks are questioning, you know, if it's the food babe or if it's what we do in Natural News on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we question these things. So McDonald's has decided, man, we've got to do something about this because people are asking too many questions. Let's go to the Mythbusters here. And we're just going to bust the myth that McDonaldland French fries are...
Listen, have you watched Mythbusters before?
Oh, yeah, we used to love that show.
I love that show. That is like the coolest show. And then they, after a period of time, they brought in these people, these various people that were assistants to them. And one of them was this guy, Grant Imahara.
Right.
And these guys are like, they're like techno geeks that like to design things that you can blow up and set on fire and all this stuff. It's an awesome show. So he is now one of the spokespeople in this McDonald's, quote, truth campaign.
Right. I love the truth campaign. We want you to eat more McDonald's fries. We're going to tell you what's in them because you're going to feel good about them once you know what's in them. I'm not so sure, but let's give Grant from the Mythbusters a try. Maybe he can convince us.
So I know you've got a lot of questions. That's why McDonald's has asked me to help find the answers. The question is, why do McDonald's French fries have 17 ingredients? How could you possibly use 17 things and put that into a French fry? Well, first of all, there aren't 17 ingredients.
Oh.
There are actually 19.
Oh.
You had one job. One job. Just not 19.
Wait a minute. Wait. Is he supposed to be doing something to help the McDonald's?
We hired you to help our image, not add to the mess that we've already created here, right? 19 ingredients. Well, yeah, and you see on this chalkboard or whatever board he has on this video, the list, and yeah, he lists 19 things. You can read them out, but let's find out about at least one of them, because one of them sounds pretty scary. Maybe Grant can put some perspective on it so we can rush back to the drive-thru just in time for the stupid bowl.
Dimethylpolysiloxane. It's a long word. It's the longest word on this list. Now, I know it sounds scary.
Yes.
But it's actually an anti-foaming agent.
Oh.
It helps keep the oil from splattering. Oh. And it's approved for use in a number of other very familiar foods.
Anything that we eat?
An anti-foaming agent to keep the oil from splattering. Now, what has that got to do with the French fry that I'm putting in my mouth?
Dimethylpolysiloxane.
That's what it has to do with it. It's evidently also in Silly Putty. And you know, we don't go a day without eating some Silly Putty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Boy.
No, don't eat. He's not really. I'm thinking McDonald's, you might have gone some different direction here. This is not working out for me.
Here, listen, if you go down the list, I mean, there's 18 other things here, and you've got all this hydrolyzed oil and this, you know, beef flavoring and whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of this giant list of things that he goes through in this video. And at the end, he gives us what I assume he thinks is a word of reassurance that after reading all of these things, we should feel good about eating French fries from McDonald's.
You mean when he says tertiary butyl hydroquinone TBHQ? You don't mean that one, do you?
No. That wasn't what I was thinking of. No.
That wasn't. Well, let's find out what Grant does because he's got to win us back. Right now, I'm not rushing out to get any McDougal fries.
So at the end of the day, it's not a Franken fry composed of chemicals. McDonald's French fries are made from potatoes.
What?
Keep asking questions, and I'll find the answers.
You mean there's potatoes?
Of 18 ingredients.
18 other ingredients, yes.
18 other ingredients. One.
So call us now if you are now going to rush out, thanks to Grant Imihara of Mythbusters, telling us what's in a McDonald's French fry. Dude, that's just not good marketing. I'm sorry. And they got a lot of money for marketing. They could have hired us. We'd have done a better job. Of course, I don't know. What do we got? Pyrophosphate. We don't have enough pyrophosphate in our... you know what? We need some GMO canola oil and GMO corn oil and GMO soybean oil.
Just go get some Silly Putty. Forget.
We also need some more hydrogenated oil. Wait, all of that's on the list. Run! Well, listen, we're going to run away from that and run towards something that's not so nice, but we need to talk about it. Gulf War illness. Glenn Stewart, Gulf War veteran. He's going to join us next. What's the update? Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-315-8680. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-315-8680. That's 1-800-315-8680. Call 1-800-315-8680.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, when I hear people say support the troops, of course, I get a little upset because oftentimes they don't support them by bringing them home from unconstitutional incursions. Or when they do get home, they don't care for them the way that they need to be cared for, to detoxify them from the toxic exposures when they were over there. Not only the vaccines that they were given, but the things that they were burning over there, the chemical munitions, everything. And it's absolutely disastrous. So in my mind, supporting the troops means don't send them into harm's way unless there's a constitutional reason to do so. But once they're there and they come home, please take care of them, detoxify them. We've got to do that. We've got someone on the line who's going to talk to us about that and more. Glenn Stewart, he's a veteran of the Gulf War I when it was Desert Storm and Desert Shield all the way back in the 90s. And, of course, the controversy of Gulf War illness we covered years ago with Gary Matsumoto, author of Vaccine A, about the anthrax vaccine. Glenn Stewart, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good day, sir.
Well, glad to have you on board here. It's a serious topic, and I know you're advocating for your brothers and sisters that are suffering, and you as well, suffering with this Gulf War illness.
Affirmative. I've been suffering this from it for well over a decade.
And did you get any response when you went to the VA, like everybody would, to say, hey, I've got this thing called Gulf War illness, can you help me? And if so, what did they say, what did they do?
Well, initially, when I first submitted my claims, I didn't even know what I was dealing with. I submitted claims for my headaches and all that, since I had documentation on that. But I had no concept whatsoever as towards what Gulf War illness was, and, you know, why I was having so many medical problems.
So the VA itself, or anybody within it, nurses, doctors, whatever, did not instruct you that you may be suffering from some kind of mysterious disease they weren't aware of called Gulf War illness. Did they ever acknowledge that?
No, they did not.
So how indeed were you able to find out about this? Did you have to hear it from like an alternative medicine doctor, someone outside the VA, from the news media? What was it that alerted you that you may be suffering from this strange syndrome?
Well, I kept on going from doctor to doctor, many specialists, trying to figure out why I was having serious digestive problems, muscle and joint pain, memory. At the time, I was thinking of memory loss, but it's more of a cognitive in nature. And, you know, they kept on sending me from doctor to all these specialists, and nobody could give me any kind of answers. So I took it upon myself to do the research and try to get answers. I was looking for answers. And some of the things that kept on coming up was Lyme, lupus, and Gulf War illness. And they're just so similar. And then it happened by chance. I ran into another Gulf War veteran, Anthony Harding, who has been advocating for many years. He has a webpage called 91 Outcomes, and I started reading through his posts. And it was like this guy was, I mean, everything that he was posting on there was like he was speaking what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have to say I want to thank him for posting that stuff up there, because honestly, I could tell you if I had not ran into this information, chances are I would not be here right now.
Well, when you got that information and you saw the information was really reflective of your experience, did you then rush back to the VA and say, hey, look, I think it's this?
Oh, yeah. I submitted claims for the items for Gulf War illness, and everything was denied.
Everything was denied? On what basis? I don't understand.
Basically, they were trying to push off the ideology that it was a psychosomatic in nature. It was a mental issue. And they did tell me, oh, it's just because the veterans getting old. However,
the veterans are getting old. So they brushed you aside. They brushed you aside, didn't take you seriously. And again, you're not the only one, I know, but this is a story we have here, your personal story, Glenn. We're talking with Glenn Stewart, veteran of the Gulf War I with Gulf War illness, advocating for his fellow brothers and sisters who have suffered and are suffering. And I appreciate him. I appreciate you so much joining us here this evening. Now, as I said, I interviewed Gary Matsumoto years ago. He was shocked when he uncovered what he uncovered about the experimental anthrax vaccine and the squalene injections and what they were doing similar to Gulf War illness. Was there any revelation about that in your case? Did you get a number of vaccines before you went or after you came back?
Oh, yes. We got the anthrax vaccine, and we got many vaccinations of... It was kind of strange because when we came back stateside, all of a sudden the records we had a new set of records. Like, okay, well, what happened to the old ones? Well, no, these are your, you know, we were told these are your new updated ones. Like, okay, there's nothing about all the stuff that you guys.
What did they erased your history? That's suspicious.
And you could pretty much say that.
Well, have you gone to your representative on the state or federal level, or a congressman or a senator at this point to reach out for help? And has anybody responded positively to you?
Yes, I started off with my congressman, and the VA would they would just tap dance around the issue so much. My congressman, the representative that was assigned to me from my congressman, he would forward me the correspondence that, you know, the response from the VA. And I kept on trying to explain to him, look, they're lying to you. They're throwing up such a smoke screen, camouflage. They're trying to confuse you. Here are the specific items. These are the questions you need to answer them. But of course, they're not specialists in that field of Gulf War enlistment, so, you know, it's easy to baffle them.
They were, Congress critters are easy to baffle. That is true, with rare exception. So if you're getting nothing from them, did anybody even at the VA off the record whisper quietly in your ear and say, listen, I know something's wrong here, but I can't do anything about it or else I'll lose my job? Did anybody confide in you to let you know that they knew something that they weren't letting on?
No, not once.
Wow. So at this point, how many years later now have you been dealing with this? 15, 20 years?
I've been dealing with this. I started exhibiting health problems within just 2 or 3 months upon coming back. You know, I used to be a real gung-ho type soldier, you know, maximum score on my PT test, or close to maximum. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden when I came back, you know, I was really struggling physically with doing PT, and it just didn't make sense. Like, wait a minute. I'm the kind of guy that when it comes to the runs, I've run circles around everybody, and now here I am. I'm just dragging my feet trying to keep up.
And in all these years that you've suffered since then, have you found anybody within the medical field that can help you, or have you just struggled along trying to find a way a little bit here and there?
Well, I finally was able to. The VA has a research center. It's called the War-Related Illness and Injury Center in Washington, D.C., and they specialize in research for veterans suffering from Gulf War illness. And it took me 9 months going back and forth with the VA PCP trying to get a referral to get in there. That way I can get a clear diagnosis from the doctors and say yes or no, you have it. What specifically do you have? And finally, after 9 months, they finally did get me in there. And once the research was done, I mean, there was just test mm-hmm. after test after test. They absolutely concluded that, okay, Glenn Stewart, 1H, is not a mental patient, that, in fact, he is suffering from all the related illnesses to Gulf War illness.
And then with that information, does anything happen? Do the heavens open up and you finally get the appropriate treatment, or they just acknowledge you and then send you on your way?
Well, I was able to get the full report. They first sent me the summary report, but I obtained the full report, and I went ahead and appealed all my claims, which, again, came back denied over again. And at that time, I hired a law firm that specializes in veteran cases, and that, you know, that took quite a bit of time. You know, they were going back, submitting new claims for new items and appealing the old ones and so forth. But what really, I would have to say, what really did it for me is when the new secretary of the VA started mandating the town hall meetings, and I attended one of them. And I really laid into them hard, and I told them flat out, I brought like a 3-inch binder full of my documentations and proofs, and I read off the presumptives where it states, like, for example, fibromyalgia, if the veteran suffering from fibromyalgia, per the VA policy, it does not have to be proven as service connected. All right. And I told them, I said, if you think that I'm going to give up, that's never going to happen. You will see me die before I give up. I'm a warrior. You trained a warrior. And that's, you know, we take a licking and we keep on ticking.
Man, I'm just, my heart goes out to you and all the vets that are suffering still. We have the links up to your webpage. There's a Google Plus site, also the YouTube channel. And you can go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. There's a Twitter feed for Gulf War Illness, Gulf War Illness 1. There are Facebook sites, there are Gulf War Veterans Family and Friends Facebook sites as well. Please link up and support them. Real quick before we wrap up here today, Glenn, I do want to talk to you some more after the show sometime. What can we do out here, all of my listeners?
I would say the best thing people can do is call your senators, call your congressmen, write them letters. I have so many people that follow me, and I want to thank all the people that follow me on Google+, Twitter, and Facebook, and YouTube. I do this, you know, I started the Google+ page as a...
Stand
like
by, Glenn. I'm going to talk with you some more off the air. All the links are up. Please support them like they supported us, and we'll see what we can do to help from this point on.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where do we put this audio in?
CrossFit.
Oh, okay.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, Weird Al.
Yeah, where'd he come from? Good old Weird Al joining us today as well. Listen,
he's got more chins than Chinatown.
More chins than China, which is kind of interesting because that kind of blends into our next story here. You know, we've talked about the outrageousness of the, you know, state, federal, local authorities aligning themselves with a medical monopoly, a state-sanctioned church, right? Like, this is what Glenn Stewart is up against, too, by the way. It's only one of the many layers of this story of Gulf War illness we will cover again. It's been a while since we've done that. But you have a country that somehow tolerates children being stolen from their families on the basis of a family member having a perfectly legal dietary supplement, even if the FDA doesn't like it. It's not illegal, right? And then we have the potential of our Fear and Death Administration, or Food and Drug Administration, however you want to say it, of reviewing injectable toxic poisons into the double chins that Weird Al just mentioned in his song. There's a story out of Great Britain on the BBC, their News Health story, says the U.S. is actually considering approving an injection designed to do what? To combat chin fat. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry.
A double chin jab.
Yes.
And what's the like? They're probably going to approve it.
Well, it's a synthetic chemical that destroys fat cells. So what could go wrong?
Yeah, of course. It's fine. You can inject any toxic poison. The FDA says that's fine. But my goodness, if you tell anybody that selenium cures cancer and you sell selenium, busted down the river, buddy. Right? Mm-hmm. What kind? Well, you know, and look at the sacrifice that Glenn Stewart and his brothers and sisters made. They went to war on false pretenses. You know, on the break. And I don't blame him at all. That's not the point. I mean, I'd like to see justice done. The people that sent people into war for, you know, false pretenses should be taken out and well, justice should be served. But he brought up the fact on the break about the, you remember the little young lady that testified in Congress about the Iraqi soldiers taking babies out of incubators and you know, leaving them to die. You know, remember all
Nadia,
that?
Nadia something there. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was a member of the royal family. She had never even been to Kuwait. It was just bizarre. I mean, these are the kind of things that happen, and they cannot have that come out.
Yeah.
But then again, even if it does come out, we still know that the vast majority of the American public are hopped up on fluoride, eating 19 ingredients in their McDonald's French fries, and complaining that you know, their app is not downloading fast enough. Mm-hmm. But of course, they'll be cheering when the FDA approves a synthetic chemical to be injected into their double chin.
Yes, ATX-101 is what the name of this would be, and I guess there's discussions that are supposed to be taking place in March of this year, mm-hmm. and in the event that everything comes out positive, we're looking at this ATX-101 chin fat destroyer to be available sometime in May. And you know, there's a point that you brought up where we look at the situation with the Stanleys in Arkansas, where they right. raided his home and they took away his kids because he had something called MMS. MMS right. was in the house, which, yes, if somebody ingests it, it might cause them to maybe to throw up. Yet ATX-101, the synthetic man-made chemical to destroy fat cells in your chin, hey, mm-hmm. that just might be okay to have.
Deoxycholic acid. It yes. helps break down dietary fat, right? If that's the case, then why not you just have everybody walk through the needles, you know, that are overweight in America? All obesity would be destroyed in an instant. Of course, you'll kill people by destroying the fat cells that are what? Carrying the toxins that they're eating from McDonald's and French fries based on the 19 ingredients. Only one of them was potato.
But they'll be skinny.
Happy skinny. You'll fit in a casket. And, I mean, these are the incredible stories we have to cover, Super Don. You know, if you let everything get to you, you'd never wake up. And, you know, talk about all the guys and gals that came back and have committed suicide over the pain, the anguish, the suffering. And they were sent there for a lie as well. And it continues to this day, to this very day. All right, friends, detox, please. You want give love to a veteran, detox that veteran. Chelate them. Give them some selenium. How about some fulvic acid from a
good
friend?
Give them a shake of the hand, too. Shake their hand.
Shake their hand as well. In the meantime, tell them it's true. It's hard. I know it's difficult. But the power to heal is still yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.